Yesterday, Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas went before the State Board of Education to propose new standards developed by Hillsdale College, a private Christian college in Michigan. The standards would apply for students in grades K through 12 and include new instruction in Latin for 7th graders, first graders learning moral philosophy, and could impact new proposed science standards, which are still in process. Douglas has said she'd like the State Board to vote on adoption of the Hillsdale standards at their October 22nd meeting and defends their merit. Here she is speaking with Capital Media Services.
I think it's a classical education. I think it's an education that will prepare our kids for wherever they want to go in the future, whether it's college or whether it's a career. They still need to have a level of education to be successful in this country. We've stopped caring about making kids citizens and giving them the knowledge they need to be successful as citizens in this country. It's become all about what's your career going to be.
But not everyone's on board with the proposed standards. Eileen Merritt is one of them. She teaches at the Mary Lou Fulton Teachers College at ASU. And Eileen, what are your big concerns with the proposed standards?
I believe that the process that was used to write the standards was really thoughtful and deliberative, and it included many voices and perspectives, which I think is really important in a state as diverse as Arizona, and that she's trying to bypass that process by making some last-minute changes that don't incorporate the views of all the voices.
Well, given the deliberative nature and given sort of the time of year we are in and that Superintendent Douglas come January will not be in office, do you think that these standards might actually get implemented at all?
That's a really good question. I'm not an expert in the political process. I do have faith that the Board of Education has been listening to the voices of educators. When I was there at the meeting yesterday, I was so impressed at the number of superintendents and principals and educators who are all very clearly articulating that this was a deliberative process and that they liked the product that had been designed by the group that was chosen to write the standards.
Are there particular aspects of the proposed changes to the science standards that you find objectionable?
Yes, there's been some really specific language from high school or science that's been removed. Related to climate change and climate science. And I really believe that our high school students are thoughtful and capable of looking at the data for themselves, and we should give them opportunities and curriculum that will allow them to really look at the data and draw their own conclusions about both what's happening to our Earth and future modeling of that, and so that they can make wise decisions and change policies and take action.
Is the issue with climate change your biggest criticism? I mean, are there other things that you find potentially problematic in there?
Certainly the language of evolution has been changed as well after the biology educators and scientists have weighed in on how to frame and describe that. But for me, my background is in earth science more, and so I really read carefully what they were doing with those earth science standards, because that's my area of interest right now.
Do you think that there's anything in the proposed changes to the standards that could work in Arizona schools that you think might, if maybe not taken in their entirety, but parts taken out to meld in with what the standards already are?
It's a curriculum. It's not a set of standards. And so let's not conflate the two. I believe that localities can make wise decisions about how to interpret, how to help their students meet learning goals, which is what standards are. And curriculum is a set of prescribed practices and materials and even daily lessons on the way to meeting those standards. And so I don't think the Hillsdale, it's not a set of standards, so it shouldn't be incorporated into our standards. It's a separate document that any school can look at and decide, are there useful parts of this? But in my opinion, we shouldn't be looking at that and holding it up as if it were a set of standards when it's not. And we shouldn't be looking at something that one small group and small set of voices has outlined and interpret that as an entire state's set of standards and learning goals for the next 10 years.
Eileen Merritt teaches at ASU's Mary Lou Fulton Teachers College.